just don't make a difference because you're not used to doing those mm-hmm. things. You mm-hmm. just don't take.
Did you experience like any changes
like
in health?
You know, like we were in an apartment building. All right, the janitor leaves the lights on in the hall,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, you know, I go out there, mm-hmm. and then say, "Oh, what do you care? The janitor, the electric pace for yeah. to me, he bothers me." And I think it would have been better to do that.
Yes.
Maybe you wouldn't have such a big building.
True. That's very true.
But people say, oh, what do you care? Yeah. But see, to me, a property owner, a person that has that feeling,
yes.
It hurts, it bothers me. I mm-hmm. go out and turn out the lights many times. I go out there and turn the lights on. Because it bothers me. Even go down the basement, the light off. When I get the washing, I turn it off. Mm-hmm. There they are. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's something, you know, every person has a different feeling of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I own property mm-hmm. myself and I know what it is, and it doesn't mm-hmm. cost me anything to turn it off. I just mm-hmm. let it turn. Because, what do you care? You know what I mean?
Did you experience any changes in health due to climate, food, when you came to Pittsburgh? If yes, or your parents, did they have any
well,
effect? Because you had different food here than you had in where you
well,
know,
I don't know. We always had, I tell you, we always had plenty of food.
Uh-huh.
As far as concerned.
How was the health? How would you say the health was?
Our health was good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father had the, I think he had a heart attack or something. The doctor didn't tell him not to go out and he wouldn't listen and he just went out mm-hmm. and he took a heart attack where he was working.
But you didn't find any changes though from
no,
his
no,
mm-hmm.
no.
And where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
Well, we had doctors. We mm-hmm. had good doctors. We had Dr. Goodstone. He was a doctor for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Then we had a doctor.
Was
me.
He a private doctor?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well,
he was a general practitioner.
General practitioner.
At that time, everybody was a general
yes.
practitioner. We
uh-huh.
used to use him all the time. And we had a good doctor. Man, he was from Metna. He was wonderful.
How did you get to him?
Well, he used to come. I don't remember when he used to come. Mm-hmm. He used to come. He practically saved one of my daughter's life. She had double pneumonia.
Really?
And he come here and stayed one time. He stayed overnight with her. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Really?
Yeah. We had big doctors in the Mercy Hospital, and they called him all kinds of nice because they called him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they called him in. He was a specialist.
Okay.
And he said, can't you see that she's dying? Or this uh-huh. But he wouldn't listen. He stood there and worked with her. And she's not alive yet.
Yeah,
and well, it's funny, the difference between one and the other. My son, she took a pneumonia, got sick on Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
And my son got sick. And he was in the hospital a week and he came back the next week. He was all right and she was so bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
At that time, I guess, it was different in the age, you know. But we always had good doctor. We had Dr. Finkel Pearl. He was around the corner
mm-hmm.
from us.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Elmby Street in Forbes, in the Forbes and just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Avenue District, and we lived in Forbes Street.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Finkel Pearl. Everybody knew Dr. Finkel Pearl.
Did you go to a special hospital at any time? What was the...
Mildred didn't go to a hospital. She was home, but the other one, he went to the hospital. Monkey hospital. I remember what
hospital. Uh-huh. Of course, your son is now he's in the pharmacy business, your son-in-law. So isn't that
who?
Right? One of your son-in-law, Charlotte's husband.
Well,
he
was younger.
Yeah.
He was later on
yeah.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
It was after Charlotte got married.
But when you first arrived here, how would you know who to go to or where to get medical care?
Oh, we had the drugstore. We used to go to Finkel Pearl's drugstore. He was in
mm-hmm.
Fifth Avenue. It was a brother.
Mm-hmm.
This one had a
mm-hmm.
pharmacist. And we used to have the drugstore corner of Fifth Avenue and in Rita Street, there was a drugstore too, or Hyde's.
Mm-hmm.
Drugstore.
So that, in other words, you would go to this drugstore and he in turn
gave
a prescription, or he told you he mentioned his brother at Montefiore.
That time there was no patent medicines like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was all prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
In
yes.
Drugstore and get it.
Uh-huh. So there actually sometimes that when your son was in the hospital, the doctor came specially from Aetna to see him.
Who?
This doctor from Aetna.
Well, that, no, yeah, he always used to come. Mm-hmm. He's a really good friend. Mm-hmm. He always used to go in the calls all the time. And it's enough for now. I just don't remember how you came.
Did the doctors sometimes come to your house? Did they come to your home?
They come to the house. Mm-hmm. In fact, I gave birth to all my children home.
Did
you go to no hospital?
The doctors, then, were you satisfied with the way the doctors took care of you?
Oh, yeah.
Did the doctor help you at that time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gave birth very easily. I guess because most of the time I was there, too, my children were born very small. They were small, so I didn't have a hard time giving birth to children.
Uh-huh.
Because I guess when you're active, they don't develop like this. If you're lazy, lay around, do nothing all day. Thank God they were all healthy. I never had trouble. They took them all to war, and I had never trouble with them.
Uh-huh.
But as far as food is concerned, we always had good food. We made our own butter, and we had plenty of milk. So Rick used to be right on the corner of Forbes Street. And we lived at Pride Street that time. Our room was there. We used to send the kids down with a can.
Mm.
And you know how the drivers, the men, they don't care. They just dump the cans of milk in there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sometimes we get the whole cream of the milk. We always had plenty of food.
Mm-hmm.
And the chickens, and thank God we never were more nutrition or anything in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We always, and our house was an open house.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids from Fifth Avenue High School used to come to our house, holidays and Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
We always, and I used to bake an awful lot,
uh-huh.
bake myself, cook myself. And we always had open house.
Okay.
And, by the way, maybe you want a cup of coffee.
Okay, well, maybe in another minute or two.
Now, so when you
came to Pittsburgh, and you mentioned that your husband belonged to the Elks, and did you, in your synagogue, you told me, did you belong to any Zionist group, or any labor group, any socialist group?
No, I didn't belong to that. At that time, you know, when you have family, you have no time. You do your own cooking, your own shopping, your baking. If you're any kind of a housekeeper, with seven children and a family, my mother and my brothers who were on the corner, I didn't have no time to run around. Even now, myself, I have no time to run around. I could always find something to do. Didn't have anything to do, so I started. Mrs. Luster came in, she said, what are you going to do now? She said, you're starting to bake? I said, well, I'm making cookies, I haven't got much to do. I have plenty to do.
Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity, like, for example, the National Fund?
I didn't, but my husband, my husband used to go out for that to me.
How? In what way?
Well, you know, he was a businessman. He used to go to businessmen and get donations. Every year, he used to collect $700-$800 and send it away to different organizations.
Like, for example, what organizations?
Well, in Israel, most of them. Israel and here, too. He used to go to different organizations. All in Israel, mostly. He used to go out. He used to get, you know, money. He used to collect $700-$800 every year, sometimes more, and then he distributed it in all the different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
He was very active in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Everybody knew him. Everybody gave him.
Do you remember any organization that he worked for especially? Was it?
I don't know. I couldn't name some of them, but
And so that your husband really, now did you, for example, did you have a blue box in the house, and did any groups come to the house to collect money from
We used to have Mishloach. Sure, we used to have different men come and collect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But lately I cut it out altogether. I just send every holiday I send away checks.
Yeah.
And then the groups at the synagogue. I had a group I belonged to for 35 years. I ran it myself. I had a Shlubotka Yeshiva. It's in Israel now. It used to be in Lithuania, in Shlubotka. That's the name of the town. I worked for that for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
I still keep it up now.
Yeah.
We have no membership, but every holiday I send out the few members who ever left, and I can send them out. $50 at the $100 today. If you can't get them, because they're all passed away, you know, most of them passed away, and they're not here, but I still keep it up. But I used to send out this $700-$900 a year to this Shiva organization. It's one of the oldest organizations, the Shivas in Israel.
In Israel now.
No, Bnei Brag. Yeah, they have Bnei Brag Israel now. It's one of the first ones that the rabbis now used to go to. One of the oldest. Yes, a minute.
Where did you go to have a good time when you went out? You said that you went out with your husband. Did you go with your husband, and did you go with friends, your own friends?
I went to my husband. We always met friends there.
Where?
We had the Turner's Hall on Forbes Street. They used to have dances and things. We had,
Turner Hall?
It was on Forbes Street. They had different dances and different things there. We used to go to Atlantic City. We used to go to Florida. We always had good times. Any weddings and things like that.
Did you oftentimes go out with your husband together, or did you sometimes go out with women to meetings at night?
I didn't go out so much with women. Mostly with my husband. Just gotta say, when you have a family, you always get that.
That's true. Very true. And you enjoy dancing together?
Yeah, I enjoy
dancing. And what was Turner Hall like? Tell me a little bit about Turner Hall.
Well, it was a Turner Hall.
Who ran it? I don't know who ran it, but they
used to rent it.
The Elks all used it?
No, the Elks had a different place. They had it in town.
Did you go there very often?
But this Turner Hall, everybody used to send it for receptions and for weddings and for parties.
Mostly Jews. Jews or non-Jews? Both?
Jews.
Was it part of the synagogue or part of
that was a separate building on Forbes Street.
And what did you have there? You had dances?
They used to have dancing. They used to have different places. They used to have an armory on the corner of Forbes. And we used to go there too for dancing.
Where?
In the armory, just before the Forbes and they're right on the corner where the Undertaker is. What's his name?
Plant Brothers.
Yeah, right in the corner, that street.
So there was also an armory that And what did you mean? A group would rent a room, or you could, or they'd have dances, and anyone could go in.
Everybody could go in and just pay, or invited any kind of affair.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you have any sporting events?
No, not really. The children did. They would play basketball and football, different things. You know, up the ice.
The children did.
Baseball. When I was a girl, I used to play baseball with the boys.
So in other words, that was for you, the sports. Did you know of the YMCA? And did you ever?
No, I didn't ever go into the YMCA.
Were there any other non-Jewish agencies that helped? Were important to you when you first came here. Besides the school, was there any place that you would go?
No, I don't know. Not much.
Mm-hmm. How about for your husband? Was there anything that helped him to adjust to the United States? Nothing special.
Nothing special. He belonged to the Elks. There were Gentiles there, outside of that, we had good friends. And some people would really, you could say hello, goodbye.
You told me when we talked about local meeting places, you already did mention to me a few minutes ago the Turners. That was where you would have parties. Did you also have meetings there at the Armory?
If there's any Jewish affairs, they had it at the synagogue, meetings and otherwise.
Did you sometimes meet at cafes or at restaurants or anything like that? Or,
mm-hmm.
So that, and you didn't go too much to the ice?
We really went, but I didn't know in cafes around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh? What way did you meet and make friends?
Well, only around the neighborhood. I didn't go out much with the children and everything to attend to. I was always busy.
Mm-hmm.
Met friends. I had girlfriends. We used to go out.
Mm-hmm. So you would meet them from school?
Yeah, they'd come to my house, or I'd go to their house. Girls. I used to love girls and friends.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just go out together.
And the children who went to school with you, most of them were non-Jewish, because you didn't live in a Jewish neighborhood, right?
We didn't have a Jewish neighborhood, but there was
that was
just as many Jewish and Gentile at that time.
That
I guess probably mostly, you know.
Yeah, what was the name of that school that you went to?
Grant School.
The Grant School, yes, uh-huh. And were there big classes? And of course, you took care of your brothers, so you kept kind of busy there.
He had written up in that paper the first edition they had, and she had it, and I called her up, and the woman, she said she found it, she was going to mail it to me.
So this Miller is, she was the teacher at that school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told you, she was our neighbor. She was a teacher at Franklin School. One I told you was our neighbor, Miss Miller and McCandice, and they taught up Franklin School, and afterwards they taught up Miller School.
Mm-hmm.
But Charlotte sent her that article, that piece, the Chronicle, from the Chronicle, sent it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, I looked at the Chronicle, I couldn't find it, I guess I must have thrown it out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I asked her to send it to me, so she just called me up. She said she'll find it. She's going to send it to me.
Did you find that the teachers at Grant School were when you went to school,
they were
very nice. Uh-huh.
Oh, they were nice and very anxious to teach. I had nice teachers.
And the girls there and the boys,
they were
sociable.
I tell you, most of the boys at that time and that age, they were even working the newspapers or this or that, delivering papers, and shoe shine. They were always busy. At that time, the people weren't wealthy, and the kids tried to make some what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Goulburn Boys, they worked themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they even went to high school. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Tobacco Company, and he's a big man there, and his brother too, but they got it through marriage. The oldest brother got it, and then he passed away, and I guess first they were in a shoe business, and then he got into this, there was lots of money, but it's in a mixed shop.
Did any of these girls that you met during those 8 years, because you were in school for 8 years, from 12, you were 12 years old when you came to this country, so that meant that you stayed at school till you were 18, is that right?
Yeah.
You were 18 years old when you left school? Were any of these girls or boys still friends with you? Did you see them still, other than Miss Miller, whom you would know, because...
Not just now, I haven't seen any for a long time.
But did they...
they were friendly. I used to see them, but, they get scattered. They get married, this and goes here, this and goes there. Don't get to see them. If you were just friends, cousin
of
mine.
Now, Miss Miller, she's still friendly with you, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're Catholic people, but they're just treating like our own. Shot and then couldn't let she was a sister or something. She always does things for them. Her sister just passed away. See, they lived right next door to our house, and the mother and the two girls, and then her mother passed away, and then Emma and Mamie remained. Well, Mamie, she was a nervous type. She just died a couple of years ago, and Emma, the house was given to them by a cousin of theirs as long as they lived.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the mother and two girls lived.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother passed away, the girls stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it must be 2 years. I don't think it's more than 2 years.
Uh-huh.
that the older sister passed away. You know, one of the youngest, the younger one.
Yeah.
No, the older one, and Emma is the younger one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, it was a big house, and she couldn't stay there by herself, so she went to the cousin, and she's given the house to the church because the cousin made it in the will that they mm-hmm. could live there as long as they bought all the three of them, and after that it goes to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So she's given the house to the church. She's giving them up now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's up in years, and she mm-hmm. can be by herself. She's living with a cousin mm-hmm. out in Bellevue. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you came here, you said that you had family. You mentioned the Goldblums and the other family.
Oh, which
and
cousins
you were, did you visit with them afterwards? Were you social with them? Did you, for example, where did you celebrate Seder?
Seder's, we all said, well, we had a big family of children. They all come together.
Mm-hmm.
We always have come together.
You had your own home, the Seder.
My own home. We had the Seder's. All the children came. Any kind of an affair.
Uh-huh.
All holidays, they always came.
Uh-huh.
Always
well, did you visit very much those relatives after you came here?
Well, we see them once in a while. Visit them like, you know, you see them.
Mm-hmm. But because you had so much family of your own,
they couldn't get a chance. You know,
yeah.
I always had a property and I had this property, and I always took care of it because my husband was never at home,
uh-huh.
and he was in the road, and he didn't bother. He left everything to me. In fact, I did all the buying for the property.
Did you?
I bought it all myself.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should have sold it. Well, what's the difference? I'm not losing anything by them.
Well, it's just that it's hard to collect rent now, I guess, though, isn't it?
Not
it's
a hard to collect
rent.
It's a
very poor area.
It's hard to collect rent, and
no.
it's hard for me to get around.
That's the thing.
That's that's the most important thing, because, see, when the children, now look, my son, the one that works for Internal Revenue, he was always a big help to me. Now he's got a big job, and he goes out of town in case he lives in and out of town. The family bigger. And he has his own work to do, sending the boy in the post office. They have their families. Of course, they help him because I don't go out myself at all now. I mean, to go out to collect, I can't.
No, so how do you do that?
Well, they take me. I have one of them, and sometimes Charlotte takes me sometimes.
You don't have the people just send you the money
through
the mail.
If I was, they have some of them, but some you can depend upon.
Mm-hmm.
You have to catch them when they have it.
Mm-hmm.
They help you get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait till they mail it for you, you don't know when
they are. Are they mostly Negroes living in the house now? Are they mostly Negroes living in the house now? No?
No, I only... Well, I had one colored woman. She lived there 14 years.
Okay.
She was good. Well, you know, I don't blame her. Everybody likes to bet on themselves.
That's
you know,
right.
Dad, the place is vacant. I can't bet it.
Why,
because
you have no one to move in there?
Huh?
You have no one who wants to move in there?
Well, it's hard to get when you're not around there.
Yeah.
It's hard to get to people,
and
this time it's a bad time of the year too.
Do
that.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you now, they're so up. They want everything up to the minute. You know whether they
are the taxes very high?
Huh?
Are the taxes very high on the property?
Well, they weren't so high. Of course, they raise it every year. My taxes wasn't too high for what I had, but I don't know what's going to be now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, I had one agent that took care of my the Hazelwood houses, and you have to be the agent, after the agent too, because what does it care? 5 or 6% on a dollar, it's not going to break a dent for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be after them, and it's hard.
During the years when you came to America, did you write to any of your friends back in the old country?
Well, we didn't have so many. I think we were my father had one brother. I don't ever know. We didn't have so many relations in the old country.
Did anyone come over of your relations, of your friends?
After that, I don't remember. They came over, not exactly from our side, from the other side. I don't think we had many there.
And during the war, during the war in the 40s, did you know of any relatives who wanted to come from Europe?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I know the only thing he told me that my grandfather, he didn't want to be a soldier, so he cut two of his fingers off. Terrible.
Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. How did you acquire your citizenship?
Oh, I had a hard time even
later. Did you?
Well, yeah. Well, see, my father, he had his first papers out. left.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he died, he didn't get his second paper.
Oh,
so.
I see. Uh-huh.
So then my mother wasn't Susan. Then my mother, she was called to jury duty. And she couldn't go because she wasn't a citizen.
Oh.
So she became a citizen.
I see.
So I was, well, then I married my husband, and I became a citizen with him.
Oh, he was born in the United States.
No, he was born in our country.
Oh, but by his becoming a citizen?
His parents became citizens, so I became a citizen with him.
I see. So you actually became a citizen?
Huh?
You became a citizen when you married your husband?
Yeah. That's what I had to clear up here. I had a hard time clearing it up.
Uh-huh.
You know, before the Medicare and the Social Security.
Yes, that's
oh,
right.
So
how do you expect that when you write it? What year did you become a citizen? What year? When you married?
Well, when I married my husband, 1907, I got married. I should become a citizen through him.
Uh-huh.
But I had a heck of a hard time when the Medicare and Social Security and everything came in. Although I don't get Social Security from my husband, I just get Social Security from the law passed now that all the, you know, the name is passed 65 gets it. But to me, it's like I never expected that. I never looked
it's
for
it. It's something just an addition for you.
Additional,
isn't it? It's very nice for you. Cause
oh, yes, it helps. When you get used to it, you look for it.
Sure. When did you first vote?
Huh?
Do you vote?
Oh, I've been voting all along. Yeah. I went to school.
Voting, yeah.
Well, I voted all the time. I don't know why they didn't call, because I went to school here.
I see.
And I went to college here, and I was a citizen, you
so
know.
So when was the first time you went to vote?
I don't remember what time I went.
Was it when you were married, after
no,
you were married?
Well, I guess you were married when we voted there.
Uh-huh. What did you vote?
I think when I come here in Squirrel Hill, I started voting.
Uh-huh.
I remember over there voting. Well, see, I'm already 16 years in Squirrel Hill. They made me move right away. They rented an apartment here for me, and they made me move
your
to
children.
Get out and bring their children.
How long has your husband been gone?
My husband?
Yes.
He's gone in 16 years.
So, in other words, when he died?
When he died.
Uh-huh.
A couple months later, they made me move here. They rented an apartment on Tilbury Street.
I
think it's about the first time I started more about here. They didn't pay much attention.
I see. What party do you belong to?
I belong to the Democrat.
The Democrat. And why?
Who knows why? To me, one is as good as the other. They don't do anything more. They do it for themselves. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
What do they know? Why?
Uh-huh.
One is good to the other, to me.
Uh-huh.
They promise you everything, then do nothing.
Do you think that Nixon is going to change the policies towards Israel?
I don't know what to do. He worked hard enough to get it, that's all
I'm telling you.
He worked hard enough to get it, but as far as doing anything, I don't know if he'll do anything for the Jewish people or not. I don't know. He's kind of softy. I don't know what to say about the man. I don't know him enough. I knew he was going to get it because he worked hard enough for it.
Yes.
And Eisenhower's in back of him, you know, that helped it along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But of course, I haven't got much use for Johnson on account of the war. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the Jews killing them. The Jews, when they do anything, they tell them to get away. They don't kill anybody.
Yeah.
But they're to take young boys, kids, and get them over there and kill them. What in the heck?
Mm-hmm.
What are they fighting there for?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, what kind of town is it? Is it a big town? Is it an educated town? They have nothing there.
That's right.
So what?
Mm-hmm.
You're all right. You want to help them. Give them ammunition. Give them money. What do you want to send our poor boys for? And get them killed. They're nothing. What are they killing them for? And then when the Jewish do anything, they're up against them. All everyone's against them.
Mm-hmm.
If the Arabs do that for the Jews, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Because 6 million Jews they killed.
Yeah.
Did they ever say anything worried about it? Did they quiet them? Mm-mm. And in Russia, what is Russia? What does the Russian no. mean to the Jews now? Russia is doing it. It's Russia. Russia don't send her men there.
No.
Russia's, maybe if Russia wouldn't be bad for all of them, we wouldn't have had the war.
Mm-hmm.
They helped the Vietnams, they helped mm-hmm. them, and they helped the Egyptians. We wouldn't have no war if Russia wouldn't help them. We wouldn't send them ammunition, we wouldn't have all that stuff. We wouldn't have mm-hmm. no war. So what if they listen to Russia? They'll listen to Russia.
Mm-hmm. Russia's taking the leadership, so they say, anyway.
Yeah.
Did you do anything special in the Democratic Party? Were you active or participating?
No,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when your daughter is active.
Is your daughter active?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Uh-huh. Chair lady, I think.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's here now.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And then, now we come to your marriage.
Well, my son-in-law's in the chair lady, and she's active. She's Alec Meyer.
Meyer, is that her last
name? Yeah, Meyer
Feldman. That name's so familiar.
Yeah, there's lots of Feldmans there. Yeah. They live up to them. They have been.